How Tlakanyana outwitted the monster. Tlakanyana had left his mother and run away from home because the warriors were hunting for him. He walked along on his journey over the earth, but he had nothing to make music with and nothing happy to sing about. He was very tired and very hungry. On a small hill where he could see for a long distance in all directions, Tlakanyana came upon a hare that had its lair in the tall grass. Hare is clever and a quick runner. Tlakanyana could not creep up on him unseen, and he would never hope to catch him, so he greeted him and sat down on a stone to talk. "Why is it you have such long ears?" he asked.
"So I can hear things even before they happen."
"Can you hear a flute playing?" Hare listened and said he could hear no such thing. "When I came from the river, I saw the buffalo sleeping in the shade. Now they are coming this way. If we do not run, they will trample us. I can hear them coming," Tlakanyana said. Hare listened.
"I cannot hear them," he said.
"But they are galloping this way. Clean your ears and listen again." Hare cleaned his ears with a grass stalk, and again he listened, but he could not hear the buffaloes. "There is no time to lose," Tlakanyana said. "Put your ears to the ground, and surely you will hear the rumble of their hooves." Hare bent his head to the ground and flattened out his long ears, and as he did, Tlakanyana jumped on his ears and pinned him down. Hare was caught. He struggled, but he could not escape. He was tasty game, and Tlakanyana made work of him, lighting a fire to roast his meal. Afterwards, he kept one of Hare's hollow leg bones and shaped it into a flute. He went along playing on his flute this song. "I met the hare. No one is more cute. Now he does not care. His shin bone is a flute." Tlakanyana came to a part of the river where there was a deep pool. Near the pool was a tree and a leguan resting in its branches.
"Where do you come from?" asked leguan.
Tlakanyana played on his flute and sang.
"I tricked the cannibal's mother. We played at cooking each other. I did not burn. She was done to a turn."
Leguan asked Tlakanyana to give him the flute, but Tlakanyana refused.
"Then I will come down and take it from you," Leguan said.
He was insolent because he was close to the deep pool. He could easily dive into it and no one could follow him there. "Come down and take the flute if you can," Tlakanyana said. So Leguan climbed out of the tree. He has a long, heavy tail and its thin end is like the thong of a cattle whip. Tlakanyana did not know to what use Leguan could put it.
"Give me the flute and we need not fight about it," Leguan said.
"Do you think you can beat me with words because you have a double tongue?" Tlakanyana asked. Suddenly Leguan struck with his long tail. The blow knocked Tlakanyana off his feet. He fell and the flute rolled away. Leguan picked it up and he dived into the water and disappeared from sight in the deep pool. In this way, it happened that Tlakanyana was caught unawares and lost his flute. He went on, but his heart was sore now that he had no music. He could not get the flute back. When he stopped to listen, he heard Leguan somewhere near the deep pool playing on it. He was playing a song to call the cows closer to the river so he could tie their hind legs with his tail and milk them. Tlakanyana did not stop walking for a long time. The sun was already setting, and still he had met no one along the path to guide him. At last he saw a very strange apparition sitting under a tree. It was a monster, for it had only one leg and one arm. There was only one side to its body, and it had half a face, one eye, and long teeth on that side of its mouth. Grass grew out of its other side. Tlakanyana was afraid. He wanted to run away. But he saw that the monster was eating a big loaf of steamed bread, which it held in its one hand. The tantalizing smell of the bread made Tlakanyana's mouth water. The monster was tearing chunks of the loaf with its teeth.
"What do you want? Go away, or I will tear you up and eat you too," the monster hissed.
The wind of its breath when it spoke sounded like whistling in the grass.
"I am going. Why should you eat me? I have done you no wrong," Tlakanyana answered.
He walked on along the path. He came to some bushes and hid behind them to watch the monster. The monster stopped eating, and soon it lay down on its side like one who wants to sleep. Tlakanyana waited a while. Then he crept back. The monster was fast asleep. Its snores blew in and out of the grass at the side of its head. Tlakanyana could see the bulging bag beside the monster.
"There must be another loaf of steamed bread in the bag," he thought.
He crept closer, his knees knocking together.
Without making a sound, Tlakanyana opened the bag, put his hand in, and took out a loaf of bread even larger than the one the monster had eaten. Just then, the butcher bird in the tree began to cry out, "Who do I kill? Who do I kill? Who do I kill? The thieves are stealing your red ox!" The monster woke up and saw Tlakanyana running away with a loaf of bread. At once, it jumped to its one foot and began to chase him.
"Stop! I will singe your hair! I will roast you on a spit!" it shouted.
It came after Tlakanyana, hopping on one long leg. Even with only one leg, it moved quickly. The wind whistled through the grass, growing from its other side as it ran. Tlakanyana ran so fast that he nearly fell over his own feet. His heels were kicking against his own buttocks. The monster gained on Tlakanyana. It reached out a hand to snatch him. Knee, 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 the foot stomped as it hopped. Under some trees, Tlakanyana saw the opening of a snake's hole. He dived down the hole with the loaf of bread and crawled in until he could go no farther. There he was stuck. The monster had a long leg and its arm was just as long. It thrust its hand down the hole deeper and deeper, groping around until at last it caught Tlakanyana by the ankle. "Ha ha ha! Pull away, you ugly thing! You have caught hold of the root of a tree!" Tlakanyana shouted. The monster heard him. It did not mean to waste its strength pulling at the root of a tree, so it let go of Tlakanyana's leg and felt around with its hand down in the snake's hole. It caught hold of a strong tree root.
"What? We, my ape!"
Tlakanyana screamed. "Let me go! You are killing me, you cannibal!" The monster held on. It pulled and pulled. It wrenched this way and that on the root. The sweat fell in drops off the point of its half-chin. "Oh, my father, I am being torn apart!" Tlakanyana cried. "Have mercy on me! I will give you back your bread!" The monster went on pulling at the root for a long time until it grew tired and its fingers could no longer grip the root. It gave up the struggle and went away. Then Tlakanyana came out of the snake's hole. He sat on a stone and ate until his stomach was full. When he had finished, he took up his stick and went on his way.